Hello, this is the recording of Building Stories on Air from June 21st. Enjoy! We removed our musical pause, and so when you hear it's where we put some beautiful music. So join us live next time so you can enjoy the musical break as well. Good afternoon, everyone. We are so delighted to be here again with you on a Sunday afternoon in Carborough, North Carolina. This is Frederick. I am with the Wooden Fellows, and we are ready to build stories on air. So you can listen to us on the radio. That's the beauty of broadcasting on WCOM LP 103.5. But you can also listen to us from wherever you are in this world through live streaming at wcomfm.org. As always, we'll start with Led Zeppelin and a few minutes of the Battle of Evermore. So grab a comfortable chair, a notebook to write ideas of a story throughout the show, or pencils to draw some illustration. We will be right back. Here with the Wooden Fellows for our 16th episode of Building Stories on Air. So I'm Frederick, I'm the creator of the Wooden Fellows, and they are on a mission every week to help us slow down and be creative and use our imagination and be a curious kid for a moment. Our underwriter is Elisabeth Dangean, and I thank her for her endless support and belief in the mission of the Wooden Fellows. So the goal of this show, as I always start, is to inspire everyone to invent stories as you wait somewhere or as you spend time with a loved one. Trying to stay away from tech and your phone and just be focused on the moment. So today I have the whole team, which by now you may remember their name. We have Madame Rigolote, who brings joy everywhere she goes. Petite Clotilde, who helps us dream big. Maurice, who reminds us that sadness is part of life. And Pierre Kirol, who would probably prefer to be outside today than being inside in a studio, because he loves being outside. We also have our dear DJ Spy. You've been hearing his voice more and more as he helps us build stories and add on some ideas and problems from time to time. And we have our dear guest, Judy, who is back today. How are you, Judy?
I'm so happy to be back. It just is a treat to be here with all the fellows.
Oh, I'm so glad.
And not worry about anything else.
No, we have...
Leave it at the door.
We have an hour of peace and joy waiting for us. So here is the plan for today. So as always, you know, we build stories on air. So it's kind of a first draft, and it's totally fine. We are just going to go with the flow. We always have just a starting point, you know, so we know how to start the story. And Judy got the best idea ever. So our starting point this week is going to go on a quest. So the Wooden Fellows. And so Judy's Pouille stayed at home, joyeux. But we have more Pouille who decided to join us. So I don't know if you want to name your puppy at some point. It's either now or later. You may think about it.
Think about them. They are. I like the colors, and I'll have to think where the colors lead me. How's that?
Okay, yeah, because that puppy has some green and purple and red and maybe some gray.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's about, yeah. Yes. So she kind of can blend in all of the different lands from the wooden fellows.
A many-faceted being.
What did you say?
A many-faceted being.
Yes, yes.
Like a diamond.
Yeah, yeah. So this year we will be on a quest for joy. And I think, so as always, you know, I always have a meeting with the wooden fellows before we come just to know who wants to be taking the lead. And but they were so excited about a quest on joy that they may all jump in today. Maurice may be the last one to jump in, but he's still here. So as always, we are going to kind of warm up a little bit with few pictures, you know, just to warm up our brain a little bit. And then we have, as always, we have some prompts, you know, like with some ideas of things that may be happening or location we want to go. We also have a box with all kind of things in it, like old glasses and blocks and little puppets. And yeah, so if our brain gets stuck one time, we can have a look. Last time we used a magic carpet to go to different places that we can definitely use again. And also something that's kind of recurrent when we build stories here is the wooden fellows found this circle all around Chapel Hill that can be used as gates to any place, like portal. Yeah. So we can keep that in mind. And yes, we'll have GJ Spy as well, if he wants to suggest idea of where we may be able to bring some joy. So let's start with two pictures.
Okay.
Shall we? So the first thing is to describe it. And then there is always a prompt about what this fellow may be thinking. So do you want to describe it, or do you want me to describe it? Okay.
Perfect, perfect, perfect. This is Madame Rigolotte. And what is she thinking? She's seeing a beautiful purple, I'm going to call it purple, because it has sort of a blue-purple cast to it. So that's a purple. That's my favorite color. And let's see there. It looks like it could be a bag that she's looking into. Maybe she's looking to bring some joy out of the bag. What do you think? I think perhaps that's what she's looking for. Something joyful, something that makes her want to giggle.
Yeah, yeah. And yes, because of the color and thinking of Petite Clotilde, you know, who always loved purple and blue, and maybe she's preparing a surprise, you know, for Petite Clotilde. Maybe there is something hidden underneath that would surprise and bring a lot of joy to Petite Clotilde.
Sounds like a plan. Let's see what she finds.
All right, another picture.
Oh, Maurice, what is he thinking? He's looking at a snail.
Laying on the ground, looking at the snail.
It's on the sidewalk. And it might be that he's noticing that the snail might not be very comfortable on a hot sidewalk. So he's worried about the snail.
You know Maurice pretty well, because he's always concerned about others and
reading up.
Yeah, and that's always interesting to show that picture to different people because different topic may come up. And so, yeah, little snail, how are you feeling today? Must be yeah, hot. All right, so I think on our end, we are ready to start. But our show is all about you as well, our dear audience at large. So we are going to give you a minute to collect your thoughts or maybe write up some notes now that you know what's going to drive us today, you know, going on a quest of joy. So think about what bring you joy. Where would you like to go to find joy? And we are going to take a quick music break, and I also want to recognize that today is Father's Day and it can bring different feelings. So I don't have my dad anymore, but DJ Spy show me how wonderful it can be to be a dad. So this one is for you. You are listening on WCOM 103.5, or maybe you are streaming from wherever you are at WCOMFM.org. This is Building Stories on Air. I'm with the Wooden Fellows and our dear guest, Judy. And so just before the break, and DJ Spy. And just before the break, we introduced the topic for today, that we are going to build a story around finding joy. So I don't know, dear audience at large, if you've come up with any idea, you can always share them by sending us an email at buildingstoriesonair@gmail.com. So it's the name of our show @gmail.com. So you can always reach out during the show or after the show. The Wooden Fellows are always listening. So, you know, when we have a guest during music break, we just cannot help it. We always talk, and I always love this behind-the-scenes discussion. And so Judy had a great, great idea. We are going to try to do something a little different today.
I'm going to be speaking from who I am instead of speaking through one of the fellows. And I'm just going to be with the fellows and share what I need and what I want to make up a story about. How's that sound?
It sounds wonderful, because that's a strategy that we always try to elevate as well. You know, as you build stories, imagine stories, just build some from your own experience. You know, you don't need to have puppet. You can be a part of a story, and it's beautiful as well.
Actually, my husband's a puppeteer, and we spent many, many years doing puppet shows, hand puppets. So stories are very close to my heart.
Oh, that is beautiful.
I love stories. And what's on the top of my mind today is looking for joy when things don't feel really great. My back hurts, and it's hard for me to walk without pain. So what I want a story about is escaping that, being able to move through time and space without hurting my back. So that's where the magic comes in.
So I think to start the story, so I think I mentioned it before, I always start with Once Upon a Time, and it's as a first draft, just because it switched my mind to the story mode, knowing that, of course, when you go back to edit your story or whatever you want to do afterwards, you know, you can always start differently than once upon a time. But today, this is what we're going to start. So once upon a time, Maurice, I thought Maurice would be a good wooden fellows to join Judy. Once upon a time, wooden fellow Maurice met Judy.
Yes. Hi.
Hi. I'm still working on the voice of the wooden fellows.
I think that's a big part of it, isn't it? When you create a creature, to actually let the creatures speak in their voice. And it's magical. The voice just makes itself up.
Yeah, and I think I mentioned it in the past, you know, because I mean, each of the wooden fellows are part of me, you know, like, so I'm all of them. So, but my voice comes naturally when I have them talk, but I understand that on a radio show, it may be confusing. So this is Maurice asking Judy, how are you today?
Right now, I feel pretty hopeful that I'm going to have a great time for the next hour, because I don't have to get up and walk anywhere personally in real life, so I can be anywhere without pain.
You know, I'm a tout triste, and from the land I come from, the land of bumps and lumps, we can actually feel when people are sad, but also kind of tired or overwhelmed. Or so if you want, maybe we can try to go on a quest of joy, but in a very calm and gentle way. I promise you, I am not going to go to take you on a ride or on a very sunny playground.
Or kayaking in white water.
That would be my friend, Madame Rigolote. Maybe next time you come, if you feel like up to something much more adventurous, Madame Rigolote would be your person.
I'm taking notes.
Or if you feel like going on an adventure outside, like kayaking, Pierre Quirol is definitely your person.
The one, yes.
But right now, I am going to offer that we walk just a little bit, to go to the first circle you can see around you. Because that circle may be a portal, a magical portal, that may take us anywhere without you having to walk. Or what do you think?
I see a circle right in front of me, and it has this magic tower in the middle. And I can imagine that walking in there will take me all the way across the world and all over the place and into magical places, and very magic tower there.
I see it as well. And I see actually several. So if you are outside of the studio, where we are, downtown Carborough, you may see those circles, bright yellow. So here we go, Judy.
Yes.
Let's just walk. One, two, three. Whoosh. And just like that, in a second, they were in a different place.
I see flowers. I think we're in a garden, a giant garden.
Which kind of flowers?
Oh, I'm seeing, what are they called? Sweet Williams. They have a little, what I'm seeing is pink and red blossoms that are about the size of a quarter, and they're all over the place. And they're Sweet Williams. That's what they're called. We're in the shade. And I can hear a creek. And it's comfortable, temperature-wise.
So Maurice, our dear Maurice, who is never going to stop caring for you and wondering how you feel, is going to ask you, so now that we are in this magical garden in the shade and listening to that creek, how are you feeling? Do you think we can go explore?
I think so. What I feel is I have magic feet that it's almost like I'm on a skateboard, but there's no wheels touching the ground. My feet are moving as if they were skates.
Oh, do you think I can, so this is Maurice talking, do you think I can join you on your board?
Oh, I think so. Absolutely. Yeah.
All right. So here we are. Imagine our dear guest and Maurice on this skateboard in this beautiful, beautiful garden that's shady, and they are going to toward the creek. But then, right after our music break, so as always, you can have a chance to think about what may happen next. But then, something is going to happen. So take our music break to think, reach out, or just let some giggles out. We will be right back. Welcome back. This is still Frederick. I'm still with Judy and the Wooden Fellows. You are listening to WCOM 103.5, streaming worldwide at WCOMFM.org. I hope you enjoyed a little bit of French music. It's telephone. I grew up in the 80s, and so this band was very popular back then. But let's go back to our story. So before the break, we had Maurice and DJ Spy during our behind-the-scene moment told us that maybe, you know, it's not a skateboard, it's a hoverboard. So imagine our guest Judy with Maurice on a hoverboard, still on their quest to find joy. And so they are heading toward the creek. And we told you that something would happen. And so as they were getting closer to the creek, they saw something on the ground that was kind of shiny. And so Maurice couldn't really see, but it looked kind of grayish. So, of course, Maurice was very curious about it, because anything that's gray, it's his color. So he asked Judy, what do you think this could be? Do you want to go closer and check it out?
Yes, let's do that. And it looks like a cup. I wonder what's in it. Do we dare drink it?
So Maurice was a little concerned suddenly, because Maurice is great to take care of people, but he's not the bravest person sometimes.
Okay, I'll take care of bravery. Maurice, don't you worry. I'd try anything once.
So, Maurice, who, you know, he's a little wooden fellow. He's probably 2 hands tall. So it was very easy for him to just jump off the hoverboard. And he grabbed very delicately this little silver pot. And very gently, he gave it to Judy. To brave Judy, should he say.
It looks safe enough. It's kind of green.
Green?
Green. Yeah, do I dare taste it? I'm gonna try tasting it. It's lime. It tastes like limeade. Oh my gosh, that's wonderful.
So, hearing Judy, now Maurice was feeling much braver all of a sudden. And he said, if you try, get another sip or two, I may be interested in trying as well.
Well, let me try and let you know what I feel when I try it. If it makes me feel great, I'm going to let you share it. If it makes me feel not so great, I won't let you have it. Okay, that sounds like a plan.
Yes.
All right.
Look. Look.
Oh, wow. Oh, that feels great. I can feel it in my bloodstream. Just bring in, oh, my gosh, it's like, what is it like? Energy, I can feel it.
Let me try.
Here you go,
said Maurice. And so Maurice very gently took that little cup and gloop, gloop. And Maurice said, I do feel more energy. I feel like I can jump quite high.
Me too. And it doesn't hurt when I jump. That's what the elixir is. It takes away my pain.
How joyful.
Oh, my golly. Yes. Where shall we fly, Maurice?
Oh, so here they were. No more pain. Fully on board to go explore that beautiful garden. They didn't need the hoverboard anymore. They could just jump very high from one place to another. So you know the trick, or the audience at large. We are going to give you a few minutes through a music break for you to think about if you could jump really high. Where would you go that would bring you joy? You know, look around the window. Maybe you are driving, or maybe where would you like to go to find some joy, knowing that you don't have any pain at all and you can go wherever you want. We will be right back. Welcome back to Building Stories on Air, streaming at WCOMFM.org or live on WCOM 103.5. Time fly by when we're having fun, Judy.
And flying.
So, right before the break, our story, we had Maurice going on an adventure with Judy looking for joy. And they went through this portal that you can find all around Chapel Hill and Carborough. And they were in this magical garden. But Judy was still a little in pain. But they found this potion, this magical potion, elixir, that removed, that gave them a boost of energy. So they were ready to look for joy.
Indeed. Which way shall we go? Let's see. How about we go looking for music? I bet we can find it if we listen.
Yeah, because Maurice was not sure where to find joy without another of the wooden fellows. And this other wooden fellow is Madame Rigolote. Because Maurice is really great at reminding us that sadness is part of life. But he loves being with Madame Rigolote. That's how what brings him joy. So jumping very high, it was just so easy to go on a quick trip to the Petit Refuge and grab Madame Rigolote. Judy, are you ready to do a big jump to the Petit Refuge?
Yes, and it doesn't hurt. I can jump a gazillion miles in the air.
And
here we go.
In one boing, they were now free.
Yes.
Judy, Maurice, and Madame Rigolote.
And this is the first time I've been to the Petit Refuge.
Welcome. You are welcome anytime.
Talk about joy. Oh, my goodness.
And so Maurice said to Madame Rigolote, we are looking for a quest to find some joy. And, of course, I thought about you. So if you think of something that gives you a lot of joy, what would it be? And so Madame Rigolote said, oh, for me, the best moment, the best joyful moments of my life are when I can hear little kids giggling around and laughing. What do you think, Judy?
That sounds fabulous. I have to agree. I have to agree. I think children giggling is like an elixir as well.
But Madame Rigolote said, I am actually not sure, though, where to go. Judy, do you know any places where we could be surrounded by giggles? And
I think if we got up in the air and moved around a little bit, I heard there was a party with music and children and their parents, and my gosh, there's all kinds of fun things. Let's look for that. I could hear the music. Let's go in that direction and see what we find.
So, thankfully, Maurice got some potions from the other land. So Madame Rigolote had a chance to have some potion, and so they could just jump to that place, like an outdoor amphitheater.
Exactly.
Like the one that it's in Chapel Hill.
Indeed there is.
Yes.
Look at that, right here at Chapel Hill.
Yes, and so they arrived, and here they were, those little kids listening to some music and dancing and giggling, and Madame Rigolote, Maurice, and Judy sat down for a very joyful moment.
And since we had the elixir, Judy can dance along with the kids.
Oh. What a beautiful way to finish our story.
Oh,
here,
yes.
Imagine our dear audience at large. Judy dancing with little kids around, and Maurice and Madame Rigolote. That was such a beautiful story. We are going to listen to our last kind of music break. So again, if you want to reach out and add on to our story, you are welcome. But we will be right back. And then when we come back, we can reflect a little bit on our process. To Building Stories on Air with TJ Spy, Judy, and Frederick, and of course, the Wooden Fellows streaming on wcomfm.org or live, yeah, broadcasting live on WCOM 103.5. So right before the break, you know, we kind of finished another beautiful story. And again, behind the scene, we talked about how cheerful it was for us to go on a quest of joy. Judy, what did you think of our story today and our time together?
It was perfect and just what I needed today. And I see smiles around the table. It's just, it really feels good to just let go and experience some joy. It just makes a huge difference.
Yeah, I think that's the power of stories, right? Even if you feel a little off, you can invent a story when you are really up to anything. Or if you feel any pain, you can invent a story where you can have a potion and jump around. And
yes.
So that's,
that keeps me young. Being able to imagine and live inside the imagined world just for a bit. Just for a little bit, so that I can get back out there and be in the world and be energized. That's what happens when we do stories like these.
Yeah, and it's not, I mean, kids, they don't need us to imagine, you know, they have their own imagination, but we can learn so much from them. And when we use our imagination again, we can be, a creative, curious kid again, but more because we can be a kid with all of those years of experience that we have. So it's even better.
And that one of the things, we're in the Drakeford Library complex today, and one of the things that I noticed when I was coming through the library was the children with their parents making up stories, doing things in the library based on whatever they were looking at. Puzzles, books, games. And it was, that was where I heard the laugh. And the thing that kind of took the lid off of my, ugh. It's something I want to come back to. And that's a good reason to come to the library, is to be able to hear that.
Oh, and that gives hope. Right, because I feel like in the media, you know, we always hear about the drawback of screen time and phone, but we do see young kids using their imagination around, and you know, it's just something we need to celebrate and encourage people to do, whether you have young children around you or not. You know, just be with a loved one. Like, I'm so happy that you join us today, you know, Judy.
It's my pleasure. We're going to take a break in July, and I'll be back with you in August.
Yes, absolutely. Right now we are going to finish our show with always the same song, and talking about Father's Day. You know, that was my dad's favorite song. And what am I forgetting? Thank you, Judy. Thank you, DJ Spy. Thank you, our dear audience at large, for listening. Go enjoy a wonderful evening, and please keep using your imagination until we are back next week.